Here we go with the abs challenge number 5. We're going to start today standing up. We're going to come right into mountain pose. You don't have to be on your mat to start right away because we're going to actually move to a wall next. So wherever you're standing, just be in mountain pose. That means feet spread across the earth, legs engaged, hips slightly forward, navel in, heart open, shoulders up and back, chin is level, crown facing towards the sky, and you may angle the arms about 5-6 inches away from the hips, palms facing forward. And just engage your core, pull the navel to the spine, hold. It's a stance of engagement, of perfect posture. Good. And then slowly just relax your pose. And we're going to move towards the wall. So come over towards the wall. And you want to be about arm's distance from the wall. So you may have to make an adjustment. We're going to move into Utkatasana, half Utkatasana against the wall. So that means you're going to be facing the wall about arm's distance, maybe a little more than arm's distance. And you're going to bring your right ankle onto the left thigh. And you're going to walk those, you're going to lean in towards the wall and get your hips way back. So you can adjust your left foot if you need to. If you need to undo and bring yourself a little further back, you may. You want to get your torso almost parallel to the earth. Your vision is straight down towards the mat or towards the floor. And you're pushing back through the hips and you're getting a nice deep stretch through that right glute. To deepen the pose, you can just keep your left hand on the wall and let your right forearm lean on the inside of the right thigh and the right shin bone. So you're just kind of leaning, pressing that knee laterally down towards the earth. And you're just pushing the tailbone back. You're getting a deep stretch through that glute, through that whole muscle system there. And gently rise up out of it. And we're just going to repeat this on the other side. Bring that left ankle across the right thigh. You should be measured out in a good place at this point where you can get nice deep hinge. You're hinging back through those hips, that ankle's perched there, and you're using both arms maybe to start. And you're feeling that deep inside, touching that piriformis muscle, that deep muscle deep inside the glute. And if you'd like to release the left forearm onto the inner left thigh and inner shin and give a little weight bearing pressure there to stretch that out. Good. And then gently dismount out of that as well. And now you're going to bring yourself over to your yoga mat, have your mat rolled out, and bring yourself all the way down into Makarasana, which is a prone position facing to the earth or crocodile pose. So the wrists are crossed and your forehead is resting on the wrists and you're just relaxing down into the mat. Good. Then let's draw the hands by the sides. So you got the palms to the sky, fingers towards the ankles. Keep the hips pressed into the earth and the hips level. And on your inhale, just bring that right leg up into the air without bending the knee. Bring that leg up, hold, squeeze, and letting that leg go down. Then bring the left leg up, keeping those hips level, don't roll to the right side, and letting that leg go down. Then draw the hands into a fist and press with the knees, raise the hips, bring the fists underneath the crease where the legs meet the torso, drop the hips onto those fists, keep the chin down, and then squeeze and bring both legs up. Keep the chin down, both the legs up, hold, no bending at the knees, lengthening out through the legs. And then letting both those legs rest down to the earth. Press with the knees. Release the hands by the sides. Take a rest for a moment. And now bring the arms out into a T-shape. And now you're going to keep the legs down and only bring the torso up. So squeeze the hips into the earth and inhale, just bring the torso up. So head is up, arms out like wings across the air, chin is up, you're looking forward, strengthening those whole lower back system. And gently exhale it back down. Good. Now bring the arms out in front. So you're lengthened all the way across the mat. And you're going to mentally identify the left arm and the right leg when you're ready. Inhale the torso up, the left arm and the right leg. No bend at any joint, just lift up. And exhale it down. When you're ready, inhale right arm, left leg. Come up on that side. And down you go. Then you can draw the hands back by the sides. And just turn the head from one side to the other to stretch out through the neck. Good. Maybe you just keep it on one side for a while and then you'll just turn to the other side. Or if you take two rounds, that's okay. What feels comfortable for you? These are all variations of Shalabhasana, those back bends we're doing. We're going to do one more now here. So now bring your legs out wide. So legs are out into a V, and the arms are out into T-shape, or out like wings out. And so you're still into the earth, and you bring the chin to the mat. And now we're going to exhale the hips in, and inhale, bring the head and torso up. So the legs are lengthened, and they're up, no bend at the knees, and the arms are out, and everything's flying across the sky, only the hips are into the earth. And now here we go. Bring the arms forward. Reach out. The arms are parallel all the way, reaching out, facing one another, the palms. And then draw the arms back out into a wide spread wing position and inhale the torso up a little higher. The arms are out like wings. And then draw the arms forward. Reach, 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 reach. And then back out wide with the arms. Everything's still up. Good. Inhale up higher, and then one more. Reach the arms out in front. Reach, reach, reach. And relax everything down to the earth. Bend the elbows, cross the wrists, forehead into the earth. Take it slow. Now bring the hands on either sides of the sternum, so the palms are just on either sides of the rib cage, the elbows to the sky. We're going to make our move up into upward facing dog. So keep the legs into the earth and the tops of the feet into the mat, toes away. And then you're going to press and inhale. You're going to inhale up through the crown and press with the palms and draw the torso up. The hips are off the mat. The thighs are off the mat. The knees are off the mat. But you're getting a distinct back bend as you lift up through the crown. Arms are lengthened. Everything nice and strong. And now roll back over those toes into downward facing dog. Tailbone up into the sky into an inverted V shape. Hold your place here. Good. You're pulling the navel in. Work on pulling that navel in, getting the heels to the earth, reaching out through the crown, getting a full lengthening, extension, engagement. Good. And then draw yourself down into plank. You want a nice, perfect incline from heels to the hips to the shoulders. The back is broad. The palms are arms are straight into the earth. The palms are spread into the mat. And we're going to move to side plank. So, I'll let you know when. Right now we're breathing. You're going to plot your course. We're going to move onto the right arm and face to the left. Now, if you need to step a left foot forward for a little support and press that left foot into the earth, you may. Or if you want to drop a right knee to the earth, you may. When you're ready, turn it into side plank. So now you're on your right arm. Maybe the left heel is in front of the right toes, or maybe the left ankle stacked onto the right ankle into a classic side plank pose. The left arm is up into the sky. You're squeezing your hips. You're lifting through the thighs. And your whole torso and solar plexus and heart chakra is facing to your left side. And then draw that hand onto the hip. Draw yourself back into plank. Try and hang out in plank for a moment. and then turn it to onto your left side and face to your right. So now your left arm's into the earth, and either that right foot is stepping or just stacking on the ankles. Whatever variation or whatever method you used on the first side, do it here. Drawing that right arm up into the sky, use the hips. Try and use all those muscles along the side of the body. Good. Hold your pose. Just let that whole heart face towards the right side of the room. And then dismount Advi, take it into plank, and take it up into downward facing dog. Good. Any limb is tired, just shake out, lift the arm, shake it out, lift the leg, shake it out, whatever is comfortable, just to get the blood flowing. And we've got a little bit of a sequence coming up here. We're going to bring that left leg way up into the sky, into three-pointed downward dog. Tailbone is up high, nice V with a leg extension. And then drop it down into three-pointed plank. Hold it there. Tailbone's not too high. Make sure it's not too high. Leg is just about 5, 6, 8 inches off the mat, squeezing that leg. And then draw it back up into three-pointed downward dog. And foot down to the earth. You're back into 4 points downward dog pose. Let's get the other side. Right leg way up into the sky into your three-pointed downward dog. And drop it down into three-pointed plank and hold steady there. Good. Leg is lengthened and muscles squeezing through the femur bone, through the calf. Take it back up into a three-pointed downward dog. Right leg's way up into the sky. And down onto 4 points. Good. A little bit more with the arms, not too much. Drop down into plank. Drop it into dolphin plank. So now you're on your forearms and your body's just parallel to the earth. And you're going to step the feet out wide, so straddle your mat with the feet. I'm going to give some options. If you'd like, bring the left arm out parallel to the earth, out to the side. And if you're comfortable, squeeze the core and bring that right leg up. So you're getting left arm out to the side and right leg up. And then return back them down to the earth. Good, hold. So now you're still in your wide-angle dolphin plank, though. Now you're going to bring your right arm out. And when you're ready, bring that left leg up. Maybe you just do 3 points. Maybe you get on 2 points. You see. Hold, hold, hold. And back down into four-pointed wide-angle dolphin plank. Take those feet back into a neutral position to bring yourself into standard dolphin plank. And now we're going to move into plank position. If you need to, drop the knees and push up into plank. Otherwise, just bring your body up into plank. And we're going to breathe here for a bit. Keep the chin slightly away from the sternum. Get a nice straight arm into the earth. Maybe a little outer rotation through your shoulder. You're squeezing your thighs. You're pushing back through the heels, pulling the navel in. Hold steady. Keep breathing. That's it. Keep it going. And then draw yourself back into downward facing dog. And that's it for the arm sequence anyway. And now we're coming down into table. Swing both knees to the right side. Extend the left arm. Take it into a lateral place. And then ultimately into a supine pose, just on your back into the mat. Now let's bend the knees, bring the ankles and knees together, soles of the feet into the earth. And ankles, the inner thighs are touching, the inner ankle bones are touching, knees are touching. We're going to do two partial roll-ups. So bring the arms back past the ears. Pull the navel into the mat. Roll the hands towards the knees, palms facing that direction. And exhale the head and shoulders up. It's maybe one-third of the way roll-up and you're looking through the to the fingertips. Hold, squeeze that navel into the earth. And inhale, roll back out of it. Good. Exhale, navel down. And then next exhale, roll yourself on up one-third of the way, eyes to the fingertips. Palms are just kind of floating over the knees and you're squeezing that whole core into the earth so that the shoulders and head roll naturally up. And then you're drawing yourself back flat. Now, once we're here, draw the feet out to hip width apart. So now the feet might be 5 or 6 inches apart, and you're going to draw the hands by the sides, palms down, fingers towards the ankles. We're going to move into Setu Bandhasana, or soup-supported bridge pose. The goal here is to squeeze the thighs and get those knees stacked above the ankles. So let's press with the feet, raise those hips up off the mat, and now pay attention. You're going to squeeze to the glutes, but pay attention not to to keep the knees no wider than your hips. So those upper legs, those femur bones are parallel. They're not diverting away from one another. They're parallel. And you're keeping those knees stacked over the ankles. You're drawing your shoulder blades to center, giving yourself a nice back bend, but we're getting that whole underside of the core engaged, those glutes. And then gently letting those hips come all the way down to the earth. Steady. Good. And now the feet are, you can draw those feet into center. We're going to repeat those roll-ups. So bring those ankles and knees together. Press the navel into the earth. Bring the arms back past the ears. And on your exhale, rotate those hands toward the knees and roll. Pull the navel in. Roll up 1/3. Hold. And roll back out of it. Good. Reset. Pull the navel in. Rotate those hands towards the knees and exhale. Pull up into 1/3 of the way up into your 1/3 roll up. Reaching eyes to the fingertips. And roll back out of it. Arms back past the ears. We're going to transfer back into that bridge. So draw those arms up to the sky and hands by the sides. Separate the feet to hip width. When you're ready, press with the feet and inhale those hips up to the sky. Be mindful of the positioning of the femur bones of the upper leg. Watch the knees over the ankles. Feel that there. Shoulder blades to center, creating a tubular effect through the spine. Good. And letting those hips go on down to the earth into Utsat Mudra. So once the hips are down, bring the knees to the belly, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, all the air expelled, hold. Good. And now roll the head and shoulders to the earth, push the legs straight up into the sky, and reach those arms up and then pull the navel in. Go right into your rope climb. So the navel's to the mat and that force of that core into the earth naturally brings the head and shoulders up. And you're climbing that rope that's coming between the big toes. You're climbing. The legs are pressed to the sky. Soles of the feet are touching the Himalayas way up in the sky. And then little by little, draw the legs out wide, V, and continue to climb top center. Just pull the navel in, climb, reach up, up, up. Good. You're still climbing. Arm over arm, reaching, reaching, reaching. And then we keep the legs as they are and relax the head and shoulders down. Let the arms go out to T-shape. And then bend the knees. Let the soles of the feet touch. So you're into floating Bhadrasana. The feet are into a diamond shape and the knees are going to the outside. The soles of the feet are touching. And they're off the mat. This is a great way to pull the navel into the spine. Press that navel into the spine. Arms are T-shape. And then exhale the head and shoulders up. And just with all your energy, pull the navel into the earth. The head is not way up. The cervical spine remains neutral. Vision is straight up and the chin is up. So you're not looking toward, the chin is not the chest. But a neutral cervical spine. Pull that navel in. Hold, hold, hold. Good. Relax the head and shoulders back down. Fold the arms to the sky so the arms are perpendicular to the mat. And just come into Ananda Balasana or Happy Baby Pose. Simply draw the knees to the outsides of the elbows. Catch the soles of the feet, separating the knees out wide. And just relax as you rock side to side. Just closing out with a nice gentle glute stretch here. Soles of the feet to the sky. And you're trying to draw the thighs parallel to the earth as you draw the knees wide. Just breathe. You may keep the body stable or maybe you're rocking in a nice gentle motion side to side. Good. And then relax out of it. Just release everything down towards the earth in a comfortable manner. Extend the legs. Let the arms be parallel to the thighs, palms to the sky. And just move into your Shavasana pose. Nice, long, slow respirations. Good. You had a good strength sequence today. Now is the time to rest, to let the muscles disengage, to let the mind be calm. And just keep on breathing slow, long respirations, drawing yourself back into your source, into your original state of ease and peace. Good. All right. Namaskar.